This is Todd Wright, and this is the Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group, which is your full-service law firm, and it serves the greater Tampa Bay area. You need not live, nor work, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida, to call Brandon Legal Group anytime for a free consult. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, huge supporters for well over a year now of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Been supporting the Todd Wright family of podcasts for nearly that long. I thank Brandon Legal Group for their continued support, and I took Brandon Legal Group a week or so ago to lunch at Pin Chasers. We specifically went to the Midtown location at 4847 North Armenia. They have 50 lanes to accommodate as many bowlers, kids, groups, birthday parties, fun night out, or just get out of the heat and do something in the AC groupings as they possibly can. Veterans location has 40 lanes at 5555 West Hillsborough and East Pasco is 6816 Gale Boulevard. Of course, there's cyber bowling on weekend nights. Of course, there are late night specials such as, well, this is a good one. It's called Bone Bowling Night in honor of 1025 The Bone. It's unlimited bowling, 9 p.m. to close on Wednesdays, $10.99 per person, and Yingling drafts are $1. How about breakfast? I've been dared to do this the way Chris Thomas used to do this in hockey fashion. If you want two egg side by each, bacon parallel, toast, and 2 hours of unlimited bowling, 7 days a week, every day till 11 a.m., the breakfast bowl is $8. Two eggs, two pieces of bacon, two pieces of toast, 2 hours of bowling, $8 every day until 11 a.m. Need more info? Here's one of the numbers to call Pin Chasers. I believe this is the Armenia location. That's where I often talk to Anthony from Pin Chasers. Thanks, Anthony. 813-871-2695. 813-871-2695. All right. This edition of the Toddcast is the first one where we reflect on something that we specifically asked for and received, both here in the last week on the Toddcast and on the Lightning Playoff podcast, also on Drew Garabo Live on 102.5 The Bone, where I regularly make appearances with Drew and Seth and John and Micah, and also 102.5 The Bone, big supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Thank you to Mike Olivero from the promotions department, always giving me some event tickets that I couldn't otherwise get to give away as prizes at my golf tournaments. And in turn, I'm always happy to contribute to The Bone and promote 102.5 as well as Drew Garabo Live. And I've made a lot of appearances recently on Spectrum Sports 360, which is the nightly 10:30 p.m. show for Spectrum Bay News 9 in Tampa Bay, as well as Spectrum News 13 in Orlando. Now, they are separate shows, but I have made appearances on both. Most recently, most of my appearances on the Spectrum News 9 Tampa Bay show and talking about the Lightning. So on both the Lightning podcast here, the Toddcast here, my appearance on Drew Garabo Live last Friday, and on my multiple appearances on Spectrum Sports 360's face-off segment on Bay News 9, I called for the letter. Now, let's back up a little bit. 2 years ago, when the Lightning missed the playoffs, the organization wrote a letter and put Jeff Vinnick's name on it. So clearly, Mr. Vinnick had input in what was said in the letter and that the letter was done in the first place. It was made available online, on Lightning social media, and was a full-page ad in the Tampa Bay Times, a long-standing partner. Their name used to be on the building that the Lightning play in. It was good. It was a good gesture. It was very well written. And perhaps when you do those things, it sets a dangerous precedent. Because you do get people like me who remember those things and then wonder, are you going to do it again? Because the reason that was written was because it said clearly in the letter, the Lightning did not meet expectations. And there were plenty of other things in that letter as well. It was very well done. And again, the name signed to it was one, Jeff Vinnick, the owner of the hockey team. So I've been waiting for the letter. I was pretty damn convinced we were going to get one. I take no credit for it happening. None. We got it. We got it Sunday. Easter Sunday, full page ad, Tampa Bay Times. Available online and also via Lightning social media. Now, as I said on Sunday night's Spectrum Sports 360 face-off segment on Bay News 9, in comparing the letter from 2 years ago when they missed the playoffs, signed by Mr. Vinnick, and this letter reads like a soccer mom wrote it. So let me say here on the Toddcast what I said on TV last night about where the letter comes up short compared to the previous one. The letter 2 years ago when they missed the playoffs said not once but twice, we did not meet expectations. This letter never says it, despite a 62-win regular season. That letter 2 years ago was six paragraphs. This one was half that, three. That letter was signed by the owner. Now, you can argue with me all you want on, well, yeah, he wrote it, he sat down. Yeah, I get all that. But do you think anyone in the Lightning offices could put the owner's name on something without his knowledge? You're not going to win that argument with me. There is no way that Jeff Vinnick didn't have input on what went into that open letter 2 years ago, did not sign off on them doing it, and agree to put his name on it as the only name, Jeff Vinnick. 2 years later, Jeff Vinnick's name is in the body of the letter referenced. That's it. His signature is not on it. It is not presented as a letter from Jeff Vinnick. It is signed the 2018-2019 Tampa Bay Lightning and a number of player signatures are at the bottom. That's a huge difference because I will argue you this. Give me any of those player signatures. You pick the one you want. I'm just going to pull a random name out. Dan Girardi. If on Sunday I happen to run into Dan Girardi anywhere, And say, Dan, tell me what's in the letter. Do you really think he can tell me? Now, his name is attached to it, but do you really think he had any input in it? Do you really think he had any knowledge of it? No. So the letter falls way short, ironically, much like the reason for it, the team's performance in the postseason. So based on that, we still haven't heard word one from the owner of the Tampa Bay Lightning about how he feels about this and what he really thinks. I will be making an interview request, and I've known someone to make the request through for an awful long time. I am 98% sure I will be told no. Hey, I've been dating my whole life. I'm used to people saying no to me. But I'm going to ask because we haven't heard from him. And I firmly believe Mr. Vinnick has something to say. And I also firmly believe that Mr. Vinnick is not like the owners of Tampa Bay's football team, who never say a word or show their face when things go bad, which is pretty much the last 16 years for the Buccaneer franchise. The Glazers only show up when they're hiring someone and looking ahead. They're front-running frauds, and they are bad owners. Now, don't confuse being bad owners with being cheap. I'm not saying they're cheap. They're bad owners, and they're front-running frauds. They let someone else do their dirty work and explain their mess when they help make it. Mr. Vinnick's not that man. I don't want to believe that. So I will make the interview request. I fully expect to be told no. That doesn't make him like the Glazers, but he's better than them. And I do believe whether it's him talking to me or somehow communicating with all of the Lightning fans, we will hear from him. So stay tuned. All right. Let's talk about John Cooper a little bit. Because I went into this season firmly believing that in the last year, the last year of John Cooper's contract with the Tampa Bay Lightning, it was win a Stanley Cup or move on with your career. The regular season just raised the bar on that. And then magically in late March, there was this announcement that the Lightning organization and Cooper had come to an agreement on a contract extension. We've never heard the terms. How many years? How much money? What's the buyout? What's the deal? We have not been told. But Julien Brisebois, in his 15 minutes of shame, referenced the previous podcast for that, doubled down when asked about John Cooper's future and beat his chest and said, well, if I hadn't already extended him in March, I'd be doing it right now. Bad timing by Brisebois. So let's talk about John Cooper a little bit. He's won a lot of regular season games. He just won as many as any head coach has ever won in a National Hockey League regular season. Okay. Do you want to win regular season games or do you want to win championships? I ask this question all the time, not only about the National Hockey League, but about the NBA, but about college basketball, about Major League Baseball, about NFL, and about college football. Do you want to win in the regular season? Or do you want to win championships? Because there are three types of teams out there. There are championship teams. There are teams that win big in the regular season and regularly make the playoffs. And then there are teams that don't win in the regular season and don't even come close to making the playoffs. Those are the three types of teams. The Lightning do have one championship. Once we get to next season, that championship will be 16 years ago. So a child born when the Lightning won the Cup would now be eligible to get a driver license. That's how long it's been. The Lightning have no one on the roster from a player standpoint who has won a Stanley Cup. The last 25 Stanley Cup rosters have had at least one player who has. For whatever reason, Steve Yzerman and Julien Brisebois have not chosen to add anyone with Stanley Cup championship experience to the locker room. That is both arrogance and complacency. John Cooper does not provide that either. Now, if you want to look ahead to next year, can I just tell you how many coaches just in the Eastern Conference have won Stanley Cups? So just to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals, these are some of the coaches that John Cooper needs to have the Lightning beat to get back to the Stanley Cup Finals. John Tortorella. I don't think I need to say any more there. That's one. Mike Babcock, Toronto Maple Leafs. That's two. Barry Trotz, New York Islanders. That's three. Mike Sullivan, Pittsburgh Penguins. Four. Number five is Julien Brisebois, Montreal Canadiens. There's a sixth, just hired. Guy won three cups in Chicago. He's now the coach of the Florida Panthers, Joel Quenneville. And if you will allow me, there is Stanley Cup championship experience behind two other benches in the East where the Lightning need to get through to get back to just the finals. Carolina has Rod Brind'Amour. He captained Carolina to its Stanley Cup in 2006, which was more recent than the Lightning's last Stanley Cup. And the Capitals, who won last year's Stanley Cup Finals, in case you forgot, they still have tons of player experience from last year's Stanley Cup team. And going forward, namely Alex Ovechkin, their top assistant to Barry Trotz slid right over to become the head coach. So that's eight, just in the East. Anyone want to give John Cooper the edge against any of those guys? Especially when you consider John Cooper has no players who know how to win a cup either. It's a bad mix. And for anyone to dismiss it as a reason why this group in the last 5 years has not won a Stanley Cup is being ignorant. You know, the ultimate goal is to win four playoff series in one postseason, right? Add it up. If you win four playoff series in one postseason, you know what your prize is? The big silver trophy. That's what everybody plays for. Four playoff series wins. 16 total wins in games. The last 4 years, John Cooper and this group of Lightning players have won a total of four playoff series over 4 years. That should tell you a little more about what's missing here. So when Mr. Vinnick's letter 2 years ago says the Lightning will be, quote, relentless in its pursuit of the Stanley Cup, I ask, how? When there's a clear flaw in what you have behind the bench, on the ice, and in the locker room, It's right there. I know you can see it. You just ignore it. This year's trade deadline, you ignored it. The offseason, you ignored it. Last year's trade deadline, you ignored it. We'll leave it there for this edition of the Toddcast. Presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. And remember, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm. Full-service law firm. You need not ask me nor them the question of, can you help me with this type of law? I need this type of legal assistance. They are full service. And the question doesn't need to be asked. I'm sorry. I just answered it for you. Pin Chasers is the answer when you're looking for something fun to do, whether it's just you and some friends, date night, getting out of the heat, big group outing, cyber bowling, weekday lunch. How about the late night pizza bowl? Tuesday nights, $10.99 unlimited bowling, unlimited pizza. $10.99 gets you all that unlimited bowling and pizza from 9 p.m. to close. Pin Chasers, three locations, 4847 North Armenia, 5555 West Hillsboro, 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. My thanks to Pin Chasers for their sponsorship of the Toddcast, as well as Brandon Legal Group. Thank you for listening and for subscribing to the Toddcast. We'll talk to you next time.